1-800-449-8686.
Beverly Hills, come on in for a steak and sit down and have a drink. Nothing is free at Ted's of Beverly Hills. That's what we say. Nothing's free. It's expensive at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
1-800-449-8686. I know that Ted is with us. And Ted, are you there? I don't know. This has been one of the busiest nights for me, as I know that hopefully it's busy for you, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you something right now. Business is great. I heard the president today. I don't know if you heard him. Not the anti-terrorism thing. Did you hear him talking about business?
And I know he's got an economic stimulus package going on.
He does have the economic stimulus package. Right now, everybody who owns a business, whether it's a restaurant owner such as myself, whether it's somebody who owns any number of businesses, we are under a lot of pressure, and I want to say this to every individual out there in business. Let's go for it. Let's help our country. Even if you have to work late, even if you have to go the extra mile, let's do it. And in return, what we are asking for, we want a little something from the president as well. We need some kind of acknowledgement that, Phil, right now, as I speak to you, the 26th of October, people in the business industry are tired, and we are working so very, very hard. We need for some kind of recognition, I think, from the president for what we've been able to do. The stock market was up 80 points today. The stock market has rallied almost to 60 points below its September 11th levels.
I got to tell you, that's amazing, the stock market doing so well, almost back to where it was before 9-11.
Well, that's part and parcel of what we do in business. And people in business, especially business owners, are under a lot of pressure. The president has given us a call to action, and we're going to be out late keeping the country's economy going. But here's the thing that I wanted to say, and it's painful in a lot of ways to have to say it this way. I think the police, I think that those who are monitoring our highways need to give a lot of us a break.
I don't know. I didn't know you wanted to talk about this.
I don't mind talking about it from the standpoint that, to my way of thinking, somebody's got to talk about it.
All right. Well, you were stopped by the CHP, was it two nights ago?
Yes, I was. I had been coming from a business meeting at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I was also talking with, you know, Danny Fredericks, who produces some independent films.
Yes, I do know Danny.
Well, he was at the restaurant as well. We were working late. We had a couple of drinks. This is going to happen. The police stopped me at approximately 2:30 in the morning, and he basically wanted to cite me for DUI.
Now, what was your blood alcohol?
My blood alcohol at the time was 0.10, which is technically over the 0.08 limit. But I think you're going to have to see a lot of this with people in business. And what we are saying now, and I'm going to have to put it this way, what we are demanding is that people in business who power a lot of this economy, I think they need to be given a little bit of a pass on the DUIs between now and, I would put it, Christmas 2002.
In other words, what you're saying is people in business,
I think that,
how is a cop going to know? First of all, how do you give a guy a pass on a DUI?
Because if you are a business owner employing people under pressure, you are going to have cocktails. This is part and parcel of the meeting process. This is part and parcel of many of us who are working late. I'm not talking about the guys that get home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They're working out, you know, all of that indulgent stuff. I'm talking about the guys that keep this economy powering forward.
And what happened? Were you guys having a business meeting over at the restaurant?
We were having a business meeting. Me, Danny Fredericks, and Biff Keen, all of us, they wanted some investment money for a film that they're making. I broke out a couple of Ted's, which, you know, is a favorite drink of ours. We had probably 2-3 rounds of Ted's. Got some things nailed down. The officer said that I was weaving, and that was up in the 405. It was just within 3 miles of my place. Now, I resent that. And
Ted, if you are weaving, have a blood alcohol limit of 0.10.
Nobody who drives a car like mine is gonna get that in an accident.
And Ted, it doesn't make any difference what kind of car you drive, okay?
No, I'm talking about highly recognizable, high-profile automobiles. that business owners drive. And I am calling on the police.
Ted, let's talk sensibly here for a second. You want the cops to give you a pass on DUIs.
That is correct.
How do you know that when, how does a cop know that when he lets you go, he's not letting go some guy who's going to kill somebody?
Again, Phil, I want to make the point. If he's driving it, and we made a list of these cars, and we have faxed this over to the Commissioner of the California Highway Patrol. If he is driving a Jaguar XJ8, the Rolls Silver Cloud, Mercedes 960, that's 960, the Lexus Ducat Series, the BMW 850 Ci with the S package, any one of these cars, he is a man who obviously, as a professional courtesy, deserves to be let out of a DUI because he's not going to drive that car.
Oh, come on, Ted.
He's not going to drive that car into another car. He's not going to crack that car. Do you honestly think that I'm going to take my BMW 850 Ci Candy Apple Red with I'm Ted Bell license plates? I got the S package. Do you think I'm going to wreck that car?
Ted, I don't think you would intentionally wreck your car. You're asking for the police not to pull over the Jaguar, the Rolls Silver, the Mercedes, the Lexus, if they see it weaving?
That's correct. And with the American flag, too, because that's part and parcel of what we're doing. So if you see those cars with an American flag on them.
Are you flying a flag?
I am flying a flag. I am flying a flag with a stainless steel flagpole. It is a 360 thread count flag, cotton, flies right off the back of my car. Are you kidding me? And are you trying to tell me that driving a candy apple red BMW 850 Ci with a stainless steel pole and a 360 thread count flag that I'm going to wreck that car? I don't care how much I've had to drink.
I think it's a hell of a thing to ask for a police officer.
We are asking for that courtesy.
I don't think you're going to get it.
We are asking, and if we don't get it, we will demand that courtesy.
I think it's impossible for a police. What about the rest of the people?
What are you talking about, people who don't have these kinds of cars?
That's right.
Unfortunately, they still have to be pulled over for DUI. They are not business owners, Phil. They are not.
Well, I think the whole thing sounds very, very, it doesn't sound very egalitarian. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. You've got a great restaurant, Ted.
Well, I appreciate that, Phil, very much.
But the fact is, even though you have this great restaurant and you do a lot of business, I don't get where just because you drive a BMW, a cop should let you go from a DUI. It could be dangerous.
It is not dangerous. Nobody who drives a Lexus, a BMW, or the Jaguar XJ8 that I know of gets into automobile accidents or drives irresponsibly after drinking six drinks. And I can tell you, and
I don't know how you can make that statement.
Phil, I am telling you, I know these people. I live with these people. I work with these people. You don't. Your listeners don't. I'm talking about individuals who own high-performance vehicles and own businesses and finance films. We need to be given a pass on the DUIs for the next 18 months.
I think it's an impossible thing. For the next 18 months...
Year and a half is what we're asking.
Because over the next 18 months, you guys will be under so much pressure, you need to drive drunk?
We need to give us a pass on the blood alcohol. Raise it to a 0.10 or a 0.12.
1-800-449-8686. You getting this guy? Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, which is, I think, on this street, right across from where we are broadcasting this evening at the Museum of Television and Radio here in Beverly Hills. Ted is a business owner. He also finances independent films. He says that because of people like him, guys who drive Jaguars, Mercedes, Lexus, and BMW, they are working so hard keeping the economy going that they should be allowed an 18-month pass on the blood alcohol limit. In other words, they should be allowed to drive drunk. And I think it's got to be patently irresponsible and unsafe. When I asked him the question, isn't it unsafe, he said no guy that drives a Jaguar is going to get into an accident and wreck that car. 1-800-449-8686. We'll talk more with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills in a moment on The Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't understand. What are the police doing? over.
You were drunk.
I had a .10.
But you were over the legal limit in the state of California, .08.
President Bush had a call to action for all business people to keep the economy going. I'm keeping it going, but you're going to have to do a trade-off if you want the business people of America to work hard. And
well, if you're talking about every working person, but you're only talking about guys that drive, what do we got here? Lexus Ducat series, the Mercedes 960, and the Jaguar XJ8.
Those are high-performance vehicles driven by individuals that finance independent films. What a part of this don't you get?
What part don't I get? Okay, a guy that finances independent movies, drives a Jaguar, ought to be allowed to weave down Beverly Boulevard. Is that it?
Yes. Well, you know, first of all, Phil, what we're talking about here is a nightcap. Okay, we're having a highball.
A nightcap. You're weaving down the road, and then you're claiming because you drive an XJ8 or anything.
No, I drive a BMW.
Well, forget what you drive. I'm talking about any guy that drives any really cool car. He ain't going to wreck it because he loves his car.
That's right. Phil, I can tell you, and I honestly mean this, I can drink probably the lower half of a bottle of Don Julio Blanco or Don Julio Añejo. And
what do you mean the lower half?
When you drink, if you use a straw, No, but what I'm saying is...
And you could drive fine.
Yes, I could.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Joan. Joan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
This is a very serious issue, allowing you to drive drunk, but nobody else.
We are business owners.
Joan, go ahead.
Well, I'm a business owner, and I drive a van.
All right. I don't know what business you're in, Joan. I'm talking about financing independent films.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a restaurant owner or
it does.
A...
Yes, it does. It does matter.
May I ask you who put you
I'm
on
Ted
this
Bell.
Pedestal to make these decisions?
Ma'am, I don't know where you're calling from, Joan. I'm Ted Bell. And I'm not... Okay?
She doesn't know who you are.
Well, look, ma'am, if you cut dogs' hairs for a living or you groom poodles, that's a wonderful business, but it's not... I'm Ted Bell.
It's not having an impression. Do you know who Ted Bell is, Joan?
I haven't a clue, and I'm pretty much glad I don't know who this guy is.
Well, what is it that you don't understand? I've explained everything perfectly. I'm in business. I give an awful lot of money to independent film. I own a restaurant. I drive a BMW, and I want to drive with a blood alcohol level of 0.10. What
well,
don't you understand?
I own a business, and I'm an insurance agent, and I am
but you
sure
drive
the hell
a van.
Glad I don't insure your vehicle.
It's the duty of the police to keep me in business. Otherwise, I go to jail for a DUI. A lot of people don't get paid. A lot of people don't get paid. A lot of people out on the street. A lot of movies don't get made. We have got a population of film actors and television actors in this city that would be on heroin tomorrow if it wasn't for the fact there's a lot of good people keeping them working, John. Now, do you see what I'm saying? I don't know what business you're in again. What business are you in, dear?
I am an insurance, and I am so glad I don't have
insurance.
You insured.
Well,
yes.
Joan, I'm Ted Bell. I know you don't know who I am, but ask around about me. People know that I deal on the up and up. I'm Ted Bell. And
you're Ted Bell. You know.
I am. What do you need to know? I'm Ted
who
Bell.
Who cares? I could care
I'm
less
Ted
if you
Bell.
Were John Doe.
If I was Dung Ho, Dun Ho?
All
if
I
was,
know is that
you
know, I think
Don Ho.
I hope that you're not driving that cherry red BMW home tonight because I think you've had too much to drink.
No, ma'am. This evening I have had a cocktail. It's a Friday night. Oh, that's against the law now. Is that it?
Yeah, it's against the law if you're driving on a 1.0, a .10, and the cops are going to do their job.
I am asking the California Highway Patrol to give those of us who drive high-performance vehicles an 18-month pass. Just go ahead and allow us to weave. What's wrong with having a little liquor on your breath if you're keeping
well, you
people
employed?
You know
what? Maybe you should experience this firsthand. I lost a very good friend to a drunk driver, and maybe you ought to experience that firsthand.
Oh, what, did she marry him when you say you lost a good friend to a...
She didn't marry him. She got killed by him.
She got killed by a drunk driver. And so, you know...
Are you sure it was his fault?
You know what? You
what
are
kind
a
of
real
a
jerk, and I'm not going to leave.
What kind of a question is that?
I will purposely not listen to you ever
did the
again.
Police investigate?
If
did the police
I see,
investigate? Sometimes
yes,
when drunks and other people get accidents, the other person's accident, the drunk was driving fine.
He is in prison. It was his fault.
Did he own a business? I need to ask. Did he own a business?
You know what? Nobody even cared to ask. Because it doesn't matter. You killed somebody.
So let me ask you a question, Ted. This guy owns a business and kills somebody.
I think it's impossible.
You think it's impossible that this woman's friend was killed by a drunk driver who was in business and had a BMW?
Absolutely. I don't think it's possible for anybody who drives either the Ducat series or the 960.
Oh, come on.
God. You are too much, and I think I've wasted too much time talking to you.
You know something, ma'am? I think, I hope and pray that someone you know isn't employed by either a major film producer or...
I doubt it. She was calling from Wyoming, okay?
Well, it could be a location shoot. It could be
Oh, come on, man. See the film business? This is nuts, okay? Here is Irma. Irma, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
It's dangerous to drive drunk.
0.10 is not drunk for some of us.
Well, it's against the law. Irma, go ahead.
You have no business getting behind the wheel. You have absolutely
Ma'am,
no
I didn't
business.
Get in any accident. I got pulled over by a nosy cop.
No, you got
okay?
pulled over. You got
by
pulled over
cop.
Because you were weaving and because he's trying to protect people in this
Let me ask you a question. If you're weaving between the white lines, who's that hurting? They only allow one car in the lane. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying?
You were weaving. If the officer saw you weaving, you were probably going over the line.
Oh, so now you were there that night. Is that it? Is that what you're telling me? Because you weren't there.
They don't just pull you over just to pull you over. They don't
they
pull you over.
They pull me over to harass me because of...
Oh, come on, man. If the cops... Look, you've got a BMW 850 CI.
That's right, with the S package, Irma.
It doesn't matter.
Let me ask you a question.
It doesn't matter. Go
you
ahead.
Live in Apple Valley, huh?
Yeah,
Are
I sure do.
Are you trying to tell me that a cop has the balls to pull over a BMW? I'm Ted Bell, and it says it on my license plate. I employ people. As long as I don't weave more than 3 feet into the next lane, technically, I should be allowed to go free.
I don't care who you are.
Huh?
It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't really matter who you are. You got pulled over. You got pulled over for a reason. He should have booked you. Your butt should be in jail right now.
Ma'am,
what happened?
I'm sorry?
What happened that night? The cops cite you for DUI? Did he bust you?
You know something, Phil? You have no right at all to ask me that question.
Did he take you in?
Yes, he did. It was humiliating.
Hallelujah.
I had to call up Bob Johnson, who is the executive producer on the new James LaGrosse movie, to come and bail me out. And
well, they should have left you in there. Too bad they didn't get you tonight, because you'd be in there till Monday.
Because I said to Bub as I was walking out, as I was walking outside, and I might have been breathing some booze on his breath, on his face when I said this, but I got right up into his nose. I said, they are going to pay for what they did to me.
I bet you smelled like
a freak. You know what? You may be able to pay for the ticket, but you wouldn't be able to pay for somebody else's life.
I don't care if I reeked of alcohol. I got right up into his face and I said it.
No, we're not talking about what
God
you reek. We're not talking about how you feel. We're talking about you possibly taking somebody else's life.
Ma'am, I didn't kill anybody.
But you
It doesn't
could.
Matter. It's a
Ted.
Good thing he pulled you over because you could have killed somebody.
Well, let's hope the night that I kill somebody, Irma, you're on the highway.
That's completely uncalled for.
Let's hope that you're
thank
out there.
You.
That is uncalled for. And you're up in Bub Johnson's face.
I wouldn't be on the highway.
Huh?
I wouldn't be on the highway at 2:30 in the morning or 5, whatever time you're out there partying.
Oh, what, out there in Apple Valley, get to bed real early, huh? What,
yeah, we sure
apples?
Do.
Yeah, okay. Let me tell you something. That guy could have gotten drunk off my breath, but I still didn't kill anybody.
One of these days, Ted, you may. And
that's
I'm saying
right.
this to you as a friend, all right? I've eaten in your mm-hmm. restaurant. And
it's a great restaurant, isn't it?
And it's...
Is it a great restaurant?
It's really good. And also...
Well, what are you talking about?
It's fine. I had a bad steak there one night.
How dare you! Let me tell you something, Irma.
Go ahead.
This guy could have gotten drunk off my breath, but I didn't kill anybody. And I serve some of the finest food in the country. And Phil Hendry, I am...
All right, I'm sorry. I just don't want to see you get killed,
okay?
You.
I hope they're looking out for you, and I hope
right,
they're watching
a lot.
You.
Thanks a lot, Irma. I got to take a break here.
What bug got up her ass? She's talking about going to bed at 7 o'clock at night, and...
You're out of 2:30 weaving, man.
Well, I...
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with more of Ted Bell in a moment on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show, and a quick reminder that we're going to be broadcasting our show live from New York City next week, and it's all brought to you by Priceline.com, Phil Hendry's official travel provider for airline tickets, for hotel rooms and rental cars. The guys at Priceline.com are fantastic. I highly recommend you guys using them for all of your travel needs today, and they're helping us with our trip to New York. Priceline.com, and we'll be in New York all next week doing our show from there. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse is with us. The president has asked business people to take the lead and to really work hard and to really push. And I think business, at least for the most part, is doing the best they can. You know, and laying people off is kind of a tough thing.
Well, we've had to lay off probably six people from our kitchen because of the drop in business, Phil. But that's neither here nor there. People get fired. Busboys, these guys can't hold on to a job anyway. And half the time, your cook... You're worried about my drinking. Half the time your cook's an alcoholic. I mean, what are you busting my chops for?
Great. So you just started the whole segment off by firing six busboys and your alcoholic cook at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Doesn't make any difference. We have a great steak. And the fact that I'm on the show tonight saying that it's the patriotic duty of every police officer who sees a Jaguar, Rolls Royce, Mercedes, or BMW weaving down the road because the driver of that car may have worked so hard that he might have had himself a couple of pops. And, oh, my God, what a horrible thing it is for a man to have a drink after a long day's work. I say those cops need to give us an 18-month express pass. I say the blood alcohol limit for individuals who finance independent films or drive Jaguars should be a .10.
Will you listen to how stupid that sounds?
One half of my cooking, Sherry, goes into my chef's mouth, and you're giving me a hard time? Look at Phil.
So you work so hard, you finance independent movies? Or
you don't know what it is, do you? You don't know anything about those people, do you? Financing independent movies, okay? Have you heard of Steve Buscemi? Have you heard of, movies that are made with, credit cards and stuff like that? Haven't you heard of that?
Oh, well, that's what an independent movie is. Well, gee, don't you...
Oh, you're so jealous, aren't you?
No, I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous.
What do you drive?
None of your business.
You don't drive a Jag, do you?
No, I don't drive a Jag.
You drive a... Did you say once you drove a truck?
I drive a truck, yeah.
That is pathetic. When you talk about the kind of money that you make...
Look at pal. I drive responsibly, and I don't go out after a couple of pops weaving down the road.
Because you're not financing independent movies. What the hell is it?
Let me take a phone call, because I don't speak your language.
No, I know you don't speak my language. And sometimes, Phil, I forget you're my friend.
Well, you know what? If I find you out on the road, and you're the cause of the death of somebody that I love...
How dare you say something like that to me? What, you got a cowboy hat and a gun rack with that truck, too, huh? Okay, yippee-o-ki-yay, you...
Hold on. How do I put her on hold? I got to go over here to Mary. Mary, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
I'm so frustrated, and I apologize.
Yeah. You're frustrated.
Okay.
I drive down the road after some cookies, Sherry.
Give me a chance. You sound like a very spoiled little boy or man.
You know,
with an exaggerated sense of entitlement. And who keeps you in business? It's not the people out there in the Rolls Royce. It's the rest of us out here who keep you in business. You
the rest
know
of
what?
You
if you represent
you know
business,
why you come into my restaurant? Because it's
represent...
the best steak in 14 states.
Oh,
the best. It's the best meat you'll ever have in your mouth.
Let
and
me
a lot
tell
of the
you.
Things that we are doing, and we are making improvements in our restaurant.
We're not talking about your steaks. We're talking about you driving drunk on the highway. And if you represent the businessman in this country, we're in deep doo-doo.
Mary, let me explain something to you. The stock market went up 60 points. You know why it went up 60 points?
Because
I'm Ted Bell. And because I was up late last night working and trying to put together the last trying to put together a benefit writer and a bonus writer to James LeGros's contract on a new independent film that he's going to be in. And okay, so what? I had a drink.
Okay.
Oh, well, excuse me, Mary. I had a drink.
You didn't
Don't
just have a drink.
Don't get on the highway drinking. If
you,
you
didn't
did
just
not
have
want,
a drink.
I had a pop.
You had
one
than...
of the problems of this country, but let me
you
tell
know,
you.
I get it now. Now I get it. No, it's coming clear. You don't drink, do you? You're one of these church people that don't
you
like booze?
What?
Is that what, that's, I got it, didn't I? I nailed it.
Let me
you
tell
like
you.
You don't like booze.
You got a loose screw. Hey, let me tell you guys. You got a loose screw. And I think that policeman out there is the one that needs to tighten it for you.
That what did you say, Mary? Because I think you're making a very...
You got a loose screw, guy. And I hope every policeman out there will help tighten it for you.
Mary, let me explain something about those of us who can hold our liquor. It doesn't mean we're crazy. Sorry that you and sorry they took an axe to Daddy's still. Jesus.
All right. Mary, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. I think you are being unreasonably...
Look, you don't like booze because after one sip your legs are behind your ears. That's your problem, okay?
What has everything got to boil down to that with you, okay?
Because I know it's with a lot of these people, they don't like booze. They don't like drinking, okay? There are a lot of light touches, okay? I had a bartender once nicknamed Light Touch. You know how long he worked for me? You know how to tell you that?
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to answer me honestly, okay?
Right.
Have you been drinking tonight?
I'm at my restaurant right now, which is my business.
Have you been drinking tonight?
What, is it a sin all of a sudden? It's a sin? I can't believe this. I worked really hard. And
it's not a sin. I just want to know, did you come on my show as my guest blind? Is that what you are?
I'm not. I had two Teds, which is a Morgan, a... Was it?
Captain Morgan's.
Captain Morgan's and Coke. Two.
Two?
Within the last 15 minutes.
You're something, man.
Oh, yeah, you know, Phil, drinking is not illegal, and drinking and even getting a buzz on is not illegal. And if you got to go home to what I got to go home to at night, mister, I feel sorry for you, and I got to be honest with you. I was a .16. What do you think of that?
A .16, that is double the legal limit. Not only could you have killed somebody else, you could kill yourself.
And I did. Did I? Did I?
Don't you start yelling at me. Here is Camille. Camille, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I wanted to say one thing. This
Can
is one pompous... Hello? Idiot, listen.
Would you shut up, Ted, and listen to the lady?
Listen attentively. You're an alcoholic to begin with. You're one pompous...
Wait a second. How do you figure out my alcoholic?
...who's impressed with his own importance.
What?
You heard what I said. You're
how
one
do you think?
Big
no,
pompous...
No, I want you to answer my question. How do you figure I'm alcoholic?
You're an alcoholic.
How
if
do you figure...
You because you, you sound like one and you act like one.
Nobody answer my question.
You're one stupid moron.
You're sounding like a drunk now,
you're
Ted. Are you driving home?
Your own importance, so you drive a BMW. Big deal.
I'm going to get in my car tonight.
Get in your car and drive it over the brink. You do everybody a big favor.
What street?
It's not a street. Drive it over the brink. The lady wants you to kill yourself before you kill somebody else.
Right.
Are you a Christian?
You bet your ass I am.
Yeah. And yet you... And yet you want me to die. That's not Christian.
Listen, rather you die than you kill somebody else, an innocent person.
So, if I'm reading you correctly... If I'm reading you correctly...
You're reading me correctly, Buster.
You know something? I don't drink alone.
You better drink alone.
I drink with Jim Beam and Jack Daniels. What do you think?
Ted, you're making a fool out of yourself.
Shut up!
Big moron.
I'm talking to this bitch here. And
you have to watch your language, okay?
You don't talk to any...
Reminds me of my mother.
I remind you of your mother.
Yeah,
you're so lucky.
Mother, I mean everything. I built the restaurant up, and my father died of alcohol poisoning, and I took over the restaurant and made it into one of the finest steakhouse.
My husband was an alcoholic just like you.
Hmm?
Another moron, just like you.
Oh, so you hate people that drink?
I don't hate people who drink.
Listen,
I
want to play something for you.
People who want to hurt other people.
Hey, Camille, I want to play something for you. Listen to this.
Ted, you're making it.
Just shut up.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, Camille, pound it up your ass.
All right, turn that off. Turn it off, Camille.
Yeah.
I apologize.
That's
because
all right.
I think it's language.
I raise a toast to your dead old man.
God.
That's me.
You're a stupid idiot.
Can we gather at the river? Are you Christian?
You're going to be gathering at the river one day. By yourself, I hope.
Yeah, because everybody else is going straight to hell.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to but you. You're
hey,
there.
Camille, here's your favorite song.
How come you're not in the service fighting the war?
What?
How come you're not in the service fighting the war?
Are you nuts? I'm 37 years old. Hey, let me ask you something. How come you're not out hunting the house?
Okay. I, 1-800-449.
Can we get
a... Oh, shut up. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
And we're in New York next week. We are at the Museum of Television and... the Museum of Television and Radio here in Beverly Hills, California tonight. We've got a crowd of folks that have been here patiently throughout the evening. Thanks for coming to the show. And we're going to be in New York doing our show all next week, provided all of our fun and frivolity, our travel there, provided by Priceline.com. That's the official travel provider now for the Phil Henry Show, for airline tickets, for hotel rooms, and for rental cars. We'd like you to go to Priceline.com for all of your travel needs today, because you will be traveling again. Now, at the end of our show here this evening, we're going to do a little question and answer with our audience, because there's some 200 people here. And we had to turn away some folks, so for those of you who couldn't make it into the show, maybe some of these questions that the folks are asking me would be ones that you would ask. So we have a question here.
Okay. Yeah, hi, Phil. First of all, I want to say that you are amazingly talented, and I'm really thrilled that I could be here to see you tonight.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks.
And my question is very simple. How do you keep from cracking yourself up?
Well, you can see, the guys that are here can see that I don't. I mean, I'm... Some stuff cracks me up. The funniest line tonight was by one of our callers who told Bobby that her husband ought to stick whatever he's got in the hole in her head. And so that's just funny. I mean, you know, I think that the first person to be entertained, I have to make myself laugh. Otherwise, I'm not having any fun. So that's the rule for me. Thank you.
Hi. I had a couple questions. I was curious if you could speak a little bit about your relationship with Gary Oldman and how he went from being an anonymous fan to someone that you know about, and also how polarized your demographic is between your listeners and the people that are in on it
and
your callers, and how that works for you.
Well, I just think Gary Oldman's like the single greatest actor of our generation. I just think he's tremendous, and he doesn't get a lot of credit, and Gary's not a guy that gives a lot of press, but I just happened to find out that he liked the show. And I asked for him to come to the show after I went and saw The Contender, which I thought was really a brilliant movie. And he's British, and he does these tremendous American accents. And I asked him about it, and he studies American accents down to the neighborhood. And if you go to see the movie The Contender, you're listening to an actor who was raised in East London who does not just an American accent, he's doing an Illinois accent. I said, Gary, what accent is that? He says, that's an Illinois accent. I studied the actual people from Illinois and that part of Illinois, because he plays a senator from the state of Illinois. So he's terrific. And callers are callers. Listeners are you guys. And you're the ones that enjoy the show and know what the show's about. A caller is a very active part of your show. They're kind of weird. They're kind of strange. They're like the people that drive down the street with a lot of bumper stickers on their car. You're like, you just kind of like a wide berth. Hi.
Who is your favorite character to be, and which one of your characters gets the callers the maddest?
Jeez, I don't know. Most of the callers will get... It depends on the issue. Yeah, this is like Inside the Actor's Studio, isn't it? James Brolin is with us. James, there's something you have in common with me. I like men, and I know you do, too. No, I think that it depends on the issue. There's been a lot of stuff going on since the 11th of September, a lot of hot button stuff. So I could get any character on, and they'll get a. It depends on the issue, and as we found out a couple of weeks ago with some of our anthrax material, you know. So, thank you very much. Keep losing that weight on Weight Watchers. The president of the Thousand Oaks Weight Watchers chapter, Mary J. Blige. There she is.
Phil, I remember you did a bit back a while, probably, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months ago, where Lloyd wanted to go shoot the pandas at the Washington
yes,
National
Yes, he did,
Zoo.
Yes. Yeah, Lloyd is he's a guy that lives out where I grew up, Alhambra, 1950, 1952, Korean War veteran.
And I forget the premise, but he believed that, what were the pandas? Oh, the pandas were representative of the Chinese who had downed our spy plane, yeah.
Is it true that the Washington National Zoo actually called the cops, Phil? And does that happen often?
I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. And I don't know if it happens often. It happened at the beginning, I think, in Los Angeles. And then the CHP would get calls from, there's a man on the radio. Is his name Phil Henry? Yes, forget it. It's just fine. Minneapolis PD, when I worked in Minneapolis, the 6th Precinct was right around the corner from the station. And those guys listened to my show, but they'd come around every now and again. Yeah? Hi, Phil. It's Minneapolis PD. Are you okay? Yeah, some lady said you were turning into a werewolf. I didn't think you were. Okay, thanks. All right, bye. You know.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
It seems like years ago there was a lot more mystery about how your show worked. And just like in the last year, you've been much more open about how the whole shtick works here. Has that been orchestrated and why?
It's been intentional on my part because we found out that when people knew what the show was about and knew how the show, at least knew it was me doing the voices, our listening went up 1,200%, literally. People listen that much longer when they knew what the show was about. And not that anything we do is all that brilliant, but if you paint a picture, you like to sign your name to it. And I just felt that the time had come where we should take some credit for what we were doing on the air. Because I had people saying, who are the actors that you hire? Because it sure isn't any normal person. So I don't hire an actor, you know. And gradually, as we've allowed people to take a look at the show, we still find that we have a good caller base. And we've learned more and more and more about how to do this kind of shtick. But we do want to take credit for the show. And it is reflected in the amount of people listening.
Those Henry suicide billboards up around town. I wanted to find out what that was. I never found out.
Just a way of grabbing people's attention. I had more people say to me, what does Henry suicide mean? It means nothing more than you guys noticed it, you know? KFI has a marketing director, Bill Lewis, who was the guy behind the guilty billboards that you might have seen. And he's the guy behind some other really brilliant billboards. They're just to get you talking and to remember the show. And so for you guys listening around the country, I had these billboards in L.A. that said Henry suicide October 1st. And people would ask me about it, you know, are you going to kill yourself? Yes. Yes, I'm going to kill myself. Yeah, I'm glad the advertising worked. Then you know I'm going to kill myself.
Yes, it was on a billboard.
All right. Then it's worked. It's they know I'm killing myself. We did do a David G. Hall commit suicide that night. That was pretty fun. Thank you for being here. Thank you.